After last night's primary in Wisconsin, you could hear John McCain, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama all talking to big crowds of supporters and all making promises about what they would do as president. Commentator Russell Roberts wonders why anyone believes them.
A friend of mine told me the other day he was planning to vote for John McCain. Why? Because McCain promises to keep the Bush tax cuts, and my friend thinks that's a good idea. Why would my friend think that McCain will keep the cuts? After all, he voted against them as a senator. My friend said, well, McCain said he'd keep the cuts. I know, it seems pretty absurd, doesn't it? Ridiculous, really. Who actually believes what politicians say? But my friend who likes McCain's no fool. He's probably read more history books than a lot of history professors. I'd never call him naive, but he wants to like one of the candidates, and McCain's his best shot, so he's managed to convince himself that McCain's going to keep the tax cuts. I have to conclude that my friend is living in something of a fantasy world, but he's not alone. Anyone who's passionate about a candidate is doing the same thing. Hillary's promising universal health care, and why should we believe she'll keep that promise? Because she says so. Where's the evidence she'll succeed the second time around? Outside of politics, we're usually a little more down to earth when it comes to rhetoric and promises. Suppose you see an ad for anchovy ice cream. The ad promises, it's delicious. Convinced? Probably not. You take that word delicious with a grain of salt. Actually, more than a grain, more like a pound. You realize that the seller of the ice cream is self-interested and just trying to make a sale. I treat the rhetoric of politicians like ads for anchovy ice cream. Call me a cynic, but I assume they're trying to make a sale. So when Obama says on his website that he's tired of divisive ideological politics, I wonder, what other kind of politics is there? Promising politics without divisive ideology is like selling a surefire way to be a millionaire working from home using the internet. Most of us know it's too good to be true. But Obama's selling like hotcakes, even though his promise is just as unrealistic. We have such a yearning for a candidate with principles and ideals. We like to think our candidate is the good one. It's the other guy's favorite who's the evil opportunist. But they always break our hearts, don't they? Too many of us are living, I fear, in a fantasy world. Once in office, politicians want to be popular. They like power more than principle. They respond to the political winds rather than the rhetoric that got them elected. And when they break their promises because it's politically expedient, they always have a justification. The good news? That evil candidate from the other party that you hate isn't nearly as dangerous as you think. Once in office, he or she will listen to the public rather than to principles. It happens every time.
Russell Roberts is a professor at George Mason University and a research fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution.